Dav Samach Vov. We finished Chafrei Samach Vov. Now we have Samach Vov Omer Aleph. We are up to the two dots, which is, you won't find it because I know two dots. Where it says Iboye, the last of the lines Iboye, it's 13 lines from the top. 12 lines from the top. And we are Ches Ir. Chayj Vani Hashem Refecha. Let all the Chaylim become well. Okay. We have a question. What happens? Abaye just said three cases where an aid echad said something and you were quiet. That shtika kaido and therefore is valid. Amar Abaye says Abaye. Sorry, Iboyilu. Ishtoi zinza be'aid echad. A man was told that your wife was mizanda and he was quiet. The question is, does it become usher on him or not? We know that generally when it comes to erva, you need two witnesses. Here's only one witness, but you were quiet. Mao. Omar Abaye says, Abaye Nema, Musur explained that what? That since you were quiet, he's believed. And Rav Omar, Rav says, Eino Nema, he's not believed. Not believed. Now, Lachedo, what do you mean Abaye says believe? We learned before that if you're Mekadosh with eight echad, eight chayshin, gdushin, one person means nothing. So why over here suddenly, like we'll talk about in a minute.
Presumption
that if an aid effort comes, you don't have to react to it. Yeah, but your question is like, okay, let's ask Rav. Rav says you are quiet. And shtika koido. We learned before that if I say you're my wife, I'm usher and you're craving because shavi nafshe chaticha desura. So if he's quiet, that means he's made it to the aid. If he's made it to the aid, then it should be that she should be usher to him. Who cares if you have aides or you don't have aides? But it's as if you're saying, I think my wife is Mazana and I should be asked, she should be asked to me. So what's Bechal the Savara? So Tesis comes up here, a fascinating thing. Tesis says, how do we understand Shtika Koy Dodamya? The Machlekes of Abaye Rav is, how do you understand Shtika Dodamya? Definitely acknowledge. But what are you saying? Are you saying that the aid echad to me is like two aidim? So it's the aid echad is making it all happen? No, but shtika gadam means that you're not disagreeing with the aid echad, so therefore you're believing the aid echad. So it's the aid echad that's making it happen. Or shtika gadam means is that I also say the same thing, and therefore I'm going to do it because I said it. Yeah, but let's, in the cases where we say that I'm agreeing with you. So why do you have to do what you're doing? Is it because it's my opinion this way, or because your opinion is enough? So therefore, says Taisa, that's what Rav Abaye. Rav says, it's the aid's opinion. Shtika don't mean that I don't disagree with you, and therefore I'm saying the aid is correct. But you're the aid echad. The aid echad is meaningless when it comes to them. Therefore, nothing happens. Masha ain't going according to Abaye. Abaye says, no, I'm the one who's saying it. You're saying it. That's awesome. So it's a very interesting chakira. How do you understand? Yeah. Look inside myself. Let's do inside tases here. The Yeshleimer, even the slate. Tase is the third tase of the Tase Rava Amar. The Yeshleimer. The Kasava Rava. Rava holds the time of the Shaisik Mehemen. La Mishum the Shtika Gaido Damia. That he's made as if he's saying it as well. El Shud the Iker Aglaim Ladova. Because he's quiet. Therefore he says, oh, maybe the guy's telling the truth. Mehem Nele. He believes the aid. The Kivin She'ena Isim Mekoich Aid is a Baal. It's not that he's saying anything. El Mekoich Aid is a aid. He's believing the aid. Lehem Nele. The aid. Echa Nehem. The Baal Shereva. Pasha. And Abaye holds. No. Shud Dam means that therefore, as if I'm the one who's testifying. And you can make a chatech of the surah. Any shtika kaidah.
Irrespective of how you react.
Not irrespective. Only when you're shtika. When we agree to shtika kaidah, what does it mean, shtika kaidah? What exactly does it mean? Does it mean that for I'm saying aegis, or does it mean that his aegis is acceptable?
Well, so what you say? You're saying both sides are sado, but what is the result?
What is what does haidah mean? Exactly. The consequence is.
Yeah, or not.
That's right. Very interesting chakira. What shtika kaidah is. Back to the Gemara, says the Gemara, it's a sad story we're going to learn in a minute, says the Gemara, Omer Abaye says Abaye, Menu Hamin, how do I know the Eid Echad is enough, and Shtika Goydor, Usami, there was a blind person, Davim Mesadim Masniyotika, made him a Shmuel, a blind person who knew the whole Shas by heart, and he used to come every day to Shmuel and say over Mishnayis, so Shmuel would remember it. We don't know who this blind person, see, a blind person knew the whole Mishnayis by heart. Yemechad one day Nogale was late because he didn't come, and Shmuel was anxiously waiting for him to come. Shada Shlich Abasri, he sent the Shlich to find him. Adozer Shlich Bechadur, the Shlich went down one road to find him in his house. Os Yibachadur, he came back. He, this blind person, was coming to Shmuel's house through the other road. Kiyasa Shliach, when the Shliach came back, Amar, he tells the blind person, my friend, I came to your house when you weren't there already, right? Because she knows, your wife knows that you leave for 3-4 hours a day. What do you think I saw? Ishtay Zinsa, there's another man in the house. Also, Kaimah Shmuel said, what do I do? Amalei, he said, Imehem and Lach, if you believe this guy, if you trust this guy, then Zilavki, you got to divorce your wife. Now, this guy's only an Eidechad. What does he claim from here? That if you trust him, no, Shtika Kaida, and Eidechad is enough. Be loyal to him. If you don't trust him, then don't worry about it. My love, what's the Shmuel saying? Imehem and Lach, if you think that the guy's an honest person, that's it. An Eid is enough. Now, how's Rav going to deal with the story? But Rav, no. Imehem and Lach, if this person is. You need two Eidim. But if you believe this guy so to that extent, exactly, like two people, then Zilavke. Tanya, it's a very sad story in our history. If you take one?
Because Shmuel introduced the thing, had it in a small yeah.
hall, like a pile of
chayim. Shmuel is using the shoulders of the Tosfos. It's
true, yeah. So you have to then work your way into it, yeah.
So
you have a bayah and Rava's version. Rava's version is that he's two Eidim. So even if you want to believe the Eid, it's two Eidim. You don't need my. It's too, there's a concept you can believe. We had another Gemara was that if a guy, I trust my wife, and therefore it's good enough Adis. If I trust that person, like two Adis, even though she's possible Adis, it's like Adis. How do I know? Adich is another tiny little story. The story of Yanei Melech. This Yanei Melech learning more brachas was a kohen gadol for 80 years. This Yanei Melech's wife was the sister of Shimon Meshadach, and he killed out. We had more brachas. He killed out all the rabbanon. Says in Gemara.
No,
it was the same Yanei Melech.
No.
The Gemara says who Yanai. The Gemara is Machlekes Abaye v'Rav in Brochas of Lamed, I think it is. Who the Yanai was? Was he a Rosh in the beginning, or was he a Tzaddik and became a Rosh? And this Bepash is the same Yanai.
Is that one of the forbidden names, Yanai, to give a boy Yanai?
No, as far as I know. I actually had a friend called Yanai. This is a story, very sad story. That's right, exactly. He's an Amaida. Shimon Midbar, he went and he captured a city called Kuchlis. The Kivisham Shishim Krachim, and he captured their 60 cities. That's right, Yan Noin.
That's the
Brun the
Posse.
Yeah.
And they say Yanishma because the
Posse
says
Yanoi. They were so happy, with jubilant, the Kardal Chachmas only invited all the Rabbanan Bamalem. It's very interesting. He said, our ancestors, when they were in the times of the Beis HaMidrash, they had nothing to eat. So they had nothing. So they used to be very, very poor. They ate ashtikol, sardine, and whatever it is, herring, and that was it. But no, they couldn't afford anything better. So even though we are wealthier today, we should remember how our ancestors were, and to celebrate, we should do something as if in their times in a poor way. But we should celebrate the simcha. So we shouldn't forget our roots. The hell, Meluchim al-Shulchan Shazov, and the contrast, he had these golden tables and bedecked with golden dishes and everything else, and what he put there, a shtickle herring and a sardine. V'achlon they ate it, v'hayisham, sorry? No. The war's over. They were triumphant. They marched back in the city with the flags.
The building of the Beis HaMikdash, which was before, he's a descendant of Hashmonai.
Yeah.
This is before. This is right at the time when Ezra came back.
There was a person there who was a joker, Belial. He was a mean person. You think these guys are partying with you? They hate you. My Esser, how can I know that? So he told him, Elazar ben Peir said to him, put on the tzitz. Now this wasn't the base of Migdash, this was a party. Put it on, see what happens. Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol, one of the eight things. Yeah. And he was a Kohen Gadol, otherwise what's to talk about? Hekim lehem betzitz shebein einav. He put the tzitz on between his eyes to test them. Hayisham Zakin Echad, Yehuda Ben Gedidya Shmoy, there's another man they called Yehuda Ben Gedidya, Vayomi, Yana Melech, Yana Melech, Rav Lach Kesem Malchus, enough that you're a king, Hana Kesem Kudas Adishal Adon, leave it for the children of Adon. Shaya Aimim, why, when he was a son of Aaron as well, Kosha Aimim, rumor had it, Imay Nishbeid Ben Moidim, his mother was kidnapped in Moidim by the Greeks. And because he was kidnapped, we Darbanan said that this woman is a halal, and maybe they did this, and therefore she's not a married Kohen, and therefore he was a halal. All the Mepharshim ask, he was a Kohen God for 80 years, nobody said a word. He has a party, all of a sudden this Yehuda Ben Gedidya gets up and says, "Hello, what are you doing?" So one of the answers given is, that while he was a Kohen, even though he was a halal, we learned more later on, a halal, whatever avodah he did, is kosher. And now, according to the Rambam, even if he knew he was a chol. According to the Rambam, even if he knew he was a chol, whatever he did, he is kosher. So therefore, we had no problem. But this is no longer a veda.
But you can't let a chol go to
the Yeah, but you'll be Since the din is, there's a din is, Radvaz says that whatever, whether you meicha, that even if it's also b'di'evet, but if it's only also chatchil, b'di'evet, there's no mechir. So
if
we're meicha.
How
many if the stories are true?
If it's true that he's mother and his son, the first you give him the Kodesh HaKadosh, he shouldn't have come out alive.
Why? It doesn't tell you where the Chalolim died. Because we're learning more later that a Chol Ravayit is kosher in the base of Migdash. We learn from a Pasik that it's kosher. And the beautiful base of Engel who explains why is it a chol b'chol? Why is it a chol puzzle? Why is it a chol puzzle? He says,
"The
base of Engel, a great man."
The one who is buried in Vienna.
Could be, I don't know. There's only one face of Yosef Engel, so maybe it's him. Yeah, better be buried in Vienna, maybe. His brother Shmuel Engel and Yosef Engel, two great rabbis. So Yosef Engel says he brings him a puzzle with Sifra. Tifra says that if somebody is assumed to be the son of somebody, even though it turned out to be, wasn't the son, Kol's man, we thought he was the son, he yashins, he keeps the Yerusha. And later on we find there's not a son, you don't give it back. Because the din is, you don't have to be a son, we have to think that it's a son. And if you think, it says, Acherechem, the word Acherechem, we learn out, that if there's a chazok, it's a son, then he's yashins completely. That's what Sifra says. What's a chol? A chol says that you are no longer entitled to be Aaron's children. That's what he's saying. You're not from Aaron's children. Well, he was. Biologically, he was. But you don't yashin the rights.
So
you don't yashin the rights. That's right. But if the father thought also, whatever it is, if everybody thought, then, but if the chol thought that he was a kosher kohen, that all of the avodah is kosher, because at the time Itaka was kosher. It's not b'di'evet. L'chatchila also is kosher. Because we learn from this pasuk from V'hoi Zerach V'Acherechem that b'shas ma'aseh it's kosher. And this answers a kasha that the whole world asks, and all the big Rosh Hashivas talk about it. Never a good answer. How does a child ever yashin his father? We can learn in Maruch Chul if you're Aleph that the only way we know a guy's father is his father is because of Roiv. A mother we know 100% is the mother. Yeah, but a father, how do you know it's a father? Because you assume it's a father. Because you assume most women have relations only with the husband, not with anybody else. It's only a roiv. But we know the rule in Holchim Mamar Acharoiv. That's still not good enough. It's still not good enough. Yeah, people look the same. So so we in her. Which one would you rather be?
No comment. This is all on the record.
I'll ask them both.
If they had a chance to be motion traders, what would they
do? Okay. So anyway.
Long lost cousin.
But this is a very sad story because look what happened here. The Yevukish Adav Lanimtza, they checked it out, and above Mises, there was nothing wrong with him. He was a good Kohen. He had a right to be a Kohen. But Yevodlu Chachmisobazam, he got so angry, he chased them all out. But Yehemel Lozman Peyil Yana Melech, Yana Melech. Hey, you should be so kachadin. If an ordinary person comes and, insults you, okay, you chase him out. Oh, but Va'at Melech with Kohen Godl, you're the Chach Melech and a Kohen Godl. Kachadin, as we do. You have to go.
Well,
not Yehuda Ben Gedidya. Yehuda Ben Gedidya is a good guy. It's a Lazar
Payer.
It was a
Russian. He's
building up the king. He actually hated it. He doesn't mean what he said. Umar said, Yannis, what should I do to these? What should I do? So Elazar Peter says, Imato Shemeel Atsosi, well, listen to me. Rhyme same. Kill them. But Toyda Matele, Yanamel said, but what about the Toyda? So Yanamel still a from Eid. He was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. So he had to be a tzaddik. 80 years a Kohen Gadol.
But he died or...
No, no.
You mean they gave it up, or what?
Didn't do anything. He was a Kohen Gadol, and that's how the rabbis banished him. Hari Krucha Munachas Bekeren Zavi. So the guy says, Allah Zabin says to Yan HaMelech, the Taylor let him be in the Aron Kodesh. And call it right to Lubin, you're stopping him from the Taylor and Taylor. That moment, Yan and Melech suddenly had a moment of apokursus. The Havel, he should have said, 1 second. That's all written. If I kill all the Chacham, who's going to pass on the traditions? But no, he didn't say that. They killed every rabbi because of this story. And the thing is that the rabbis themselves should have been a bit more careful before they make this accusation. They should have done the homework. They should have done the homework. Because you soon see what they found out. They could have found out before. If you read the story, who is really the bad one here? Everyone's a little bit at fault here. The only one who is totally at fault in that instance is Allah Zaman Peter, who's a Rosh Marusha. But the Rabbanim didn't do their homework exactly, and you have to do your homework before you come make such accusations. We had before in Kiddush, you call somebody a mamzer, it's a terrible thing. And the whole world was like wandering aimlessly. He was Yanai's brother-in-law, and he hid in Egypt, and then his sister brought him out. Now what happened here? Elam with the Beit Rei Amish to buy. First two witnesses came and said, yes, she was kidnapped. But then afterwards, another two witnesses came and didn't kidnap. So why did he say it was all clarified? How was it clarified? Two against two. Even though we have a rule, two against two, you go after the chazakah, but Rashi answered, but the mother is not here anymore. It's the son. The son never had a chazakah. The mother had a cheskas kasha. The son, that's the question. Was he born innocent? Was he born not kasha? So there was never a chazakah here. That's not the Rashi. Yeah, because the mother, the question on the mother. First 20 years of her life, she's a panuya, she was all right. She had a cheskas kasha. And then the question, what happened with her? The son, that's the question. How was he born? Was he born out of being a cholol, or was he not a cholol? So it's never a chazakah. Yes, if the mother would have been here, Rashi, the mother's not here. That's called, no, not going to ask her. We have two against two. And now we question the mother, he has a chazakah. And once the mother's been established that she's kosher, then we're making the son. Taisus agrees with Rashi. Taisus holds the Mefedish that the chazakah of the mother does help for the son. The point is that Trey V'Trey is a sveika by the Rabbanu and Machmir. Anyway. Must be there's only one egg. The time of the Kamachle betray. And what happened like this? One egg came along and said the mother was kidnapped. And we believed him. Then when he made his accusation, we did more homework. And two witnesses came along and said it never happened. So the two quashes the one. But called by the two didn't come, we trusted the one. So the by the eye, the eight echad, and shtika kaida, we believe. Says the Gemara. But Rabbis, what's the Rabbi going to answer? No, I'll tell you what happened. You know what happened here? Two came along and said that she was kidnapped. When they did the investigations, two other ones came along and said, maybe yeah, maybe no, but you weren't there. And the din is you believe the second, so we completely quashed the first testimony, and therefore Yane was right. So the bottom were totally wrong.
The whole thing was based on gossip, pastors.
Yeah,
there was
that's
no substance.
Yeah, so that a bundle like. So first of all, who was this guy anyway? This you asked the question. Did you Ben Gidir? Who was he?
What did he pop up?
Two witnesses say that she was Nandas or something.
Not Nandas. All the things she was kidnapped. The bundle and Machme that she's yeah.
So no, it was they're testifying that an act happened. When the other guy's saying it didn't happen, what are they actually saying? They're saying we.
You're talking about the Hashi, talking about the Hazama.
The
Hazama was to. Hazama, yes.
They say you weren't there to see it. You were with us in the other city.
In the case of Achash, it was one first who said, only one guy said it happened, and two guys said it never happened. Then two cancels
so
one. That's right. Or exactly. Or you say she was kidnapped on Monday. She was with us on Monday. That's called Hakosh, not Hazam. Hazam is if you. Hachinami beit Hazam. Or Yibayis Ema, another version of the events were Kidrab Yitzchak, Rab Yitzchak's version, Rab Yitzchak, Shivcha Hichnis Tachta. You know what happened? As soon as she was kidnapped and they knew that she was a Chashmonoia and she was going to. They swapped her for a maid that looked like her. See, even though it wasn't assisted, it looked like her. And the Yevanim didn't realize it, and the Yevanim raped this other woman. They left her alone. She wasn't there. So Yanai was a kosher person. Sad story. Omar Rabbah says, Rabbah, how do I know that why that one person does not believe? There was a story with a pool, a mikveh, shel diskin, a guy called Diskin, or a place called Diskin, but Yavne, Shahisa, I medes, Becheska Shleim, everyone thought the mikveh was full. Umadu, they measured it, and one day Benim Tzask said they found it was missing from the four saw. So what happens? Machlekes. Kol Tarish and Nasa Gaba, all the things that were, all the Tarish, all the people that went in there, and everything else that was done until now. Hayrab Tar from the time I said retro, it doesn't that retrospective. Only Mekan Vahola, but I'm a Kiva Mitam. No, no, whatever was done until now is all Tamek. It's questionable. When did it become less than the Shir? That it was assumed that it had 40 saw, and there was a time in history that it did have 40 saw. So the status quo was that it's a kosher mikveh. Now you have a suffik. You want to go and say what the yesterday also was missing. The chazok of the mikveh says that it's kosher. Omar Rabbi Kiva, what are you talking about? Let's look at the person. You're asking every person that went to that mikveh, what's the story? Adam ze becheskas tamei hu oimid. Every person who went into that mikveh prior to going into the mikveh, he was tamei. Navas misafik at the bolatara. You want a metari misafik? Al titarena misafik. You cannot be metari misafik. So Rabbi Tarfa looks at the mikveh, he has a chazak of kashas. Rabbi Kiva looks at the person, the chazak of tamei. Omar Rabbi Tarfa, now let me tell you. Mashal, there's two mashalim. One mashal is if a guy, a koyin, was makiv a gabim mezbech, was standing on his back and bringing kabbalas. Then suddenly, even noidish, who ben grush bechlutz, he found that he was a cholol. His mother was a divorcee. Shavidosik sheda, what's the din over there? Since the chazaka till now is kosher, he is kosher. Machlek is a shainim, even that only if he didn't know till now, or even if he knew he was a cholol, all the avodah is kosher. The Rambam holds that even if he knew, a tasin the tainus holds, even if he knew, is kosher. Oh, Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva, no, I give you another marshal. Marshal lo'aymed u'magad ha'koyim u'rugin on his back, and then suddenly, v'noyidu sh'balmum, we found out that he had a flaw, like this week's parsha, the koyim cannot work when he's at balmum. Sh'avay dosei psul, and all the avayda he did.
What's he supposed to do, Taki? Stop what he's doing on the spot.
On the spot, and all the avayda he did till now was possible as well. So Amar Taf, okay, we got two b'sholom here. You compare it to a balmum and you say that's retroactive or retrospective. I need the misa ben grusha chuzza. I say the ben grusha chuzza. Why that's only mekat from now on? Need a limidoimel. So let's see who's more right. If we take compare it to a case of a cholol, then the doinenik with a chuzza. Then take that's how it should be. And the word that the mikveh should be kosher till retrospective. But im doimel balmum, like what you say, then the doinenik balmum. That word is retrospective is awesome. So which one should it be? They're talking about it out loud. Hischel Rabbi Kiva Lodin. Rabbi Kiva started to say, I'll tell you what it's like. Mikveh psule biyachid. Mikveh is a puzzle by itself. For example, if a single aid comes along and says, I measure the mikveh is only 39 sa. With aid echad, neman bi yisurin. Right? An aid echad will be by mikveh. Ubalmum psule biyachid. If an aid echad says, I know this coin underneath the shirt, he's a balmum, whatever the mum is. The din is, so we see that Eid Echad has the power to pass it. That's why the two are similar. And that's why it should be retrospective. How do you passel somebody by chol? You need two witnesses to come along and say, oh, your mother was a grusha. That's what I think. Mikveh psula begufa. A mikveh, the psula is in the mikveh itself. Balmum psula begufa. Balmum, the psula is in the person itself. So they're comparable. So therefore, it's retrospective. The psul is not in the coin himself. The psul is because of something else. His mother didn't do the right thing. Nothing that he did. This is a very interesting conversation. They're not arguing. They're just like thinking out loud. If anybody doesn't learn from you, it's like he left the living. In other words, you're such a genius.
We're
still good friends. Good, probably, yeah.
Not the stage.
Says one of our hi, balmum shepsule. Now, more analyze. Says another. Hi, balmum shepsule biyachid. What do you mean biyachid? If we're talking about an eidechad says the balmum, and another eidechad comes along and contradicts it, then why do you believe the eidechad is a mum? What happens when one eid is versus another eid? They contradict. They cancel each other out. Me Mehemin must be talking about the Lashasik. An Eidechad comes along and says, this guy has a mum. And the Kohen says nothing. We believe Eidechad. And yet, your contrast is when it comes to Grusha, if an Eidechad says you've been Grusha, and the Kohen doesn't say anything, we're not going to believe her. He's a right, an Eidechad, which ticket is not good enough when it comes to more things. With the Kavosik, I've been Grusha, the Lashasik, why? Tani, Mikveh Psulim, the Yachim, Amuzul Yachim, Al Yachim, don't bring me in. That one with a Haidah is not good enough. So, Kashalabayim. You're definitely believe they're contradicting each other. So how come we believe when it comes to mum? One eight says you have a mum. One eight, you don't have a mum. What's going on here? I come at my mehemin. You know why? The amalei we say to him. One eight says you have a mum somewhere under your shirt that nobody can see. Let's say regarding your bayim or something. The other eight says he has no mum. You know what we say? Shalach, remove your clothes. Ach, we show us. So therefore, that's pshat. When it comes to an eidecha, no, where you could sort it out, even though the eidecha has been contradicted, we're not going to say let's just dismiss by the hand. There's a suffragette. Let's sort it out. You can't sort it out. Exactly, we don't know. And Taisa says mikan. From here we learn out that if an eidecha b'chosh, if you can sort it out, you're mevader. Hey, yoch levar mevarinen. Behind the tani mikve psula begufay, and this is what he says: mikve is the psula begufay. You can see. The psul comes from others. You can't just say, open it up and see. You can't see. Now the one has a question. How do you know that a cholov who worked in the base of the Migdash, all the kabbanas that he brought, you don't tell the people, oh, you know what, you brought a karmachat to this guy, it was useless. You better bring another one. How do you know? We'll bring three psukim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, I'm a Kroh, I'm a Pasik. V'hoi saloi ulezarei achlan him and the children afterwards will be by Pidcha Zabris Kuhuna Salem. So we tash in Zari Achra, Bein Zera Kosher, Bein Zera Pasel. It's a child, biological child, we don't care if it's Kosher or Pasel. That's why Machlein Yishayim, even if you knew enough. Abu the Shmuel Amma Mahacha, he brings another pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Borech Hashem Chela, the Abishul bench of strength. We dash in Chela, it says Chalolai, that even the Cholol. That's the only place where it says, you see the third pasuk will be from Pichas as well. Here we have that telling you what a kuna is. No, no, the other one is naturally. Here you have to give, you have to endow him with that bracha. So we look from there, we're makish all kohen in the same way. Once Pinchas became a kohen, then it passed down to his children. What is it? But it says the pasuk Borech Hashem Cheloi Upoil Yado Tirtz. Whatever he did is good. So Dash and Cheloi means Cholol. I feel a Chulin Shabai. Even if it's a Chulin, even if it's a Cholol, Tirtz the Davish is happy, accepts it. Rabbi Yanai Amar Mahoch from this pasuk. Uvos Salak Kain Shivim Hey. We should go to Kain and approach the Kain that lives in your times. The Chayda Shayf to Bechis. Allah died to Hanoheilach the Kain Shalai B'Yamu. Who are you going to go to? A Kain that didn't live in your times. At the time when you went to him, he was the right coin. I tomorrow turned out to be he was a chol. At the time he was a coin. Good enough. Good enough. Okay, so we know that a chol is 100% good enough. Okay, the whole shock will tell you, let's say he collected money from Pidyon HaBen. Does he have to give it back? Do the people of Pidyon have to give, have to do it again? What happens in those cases? Well, you could, those where you could give it back. It turned out to be retrospectively, he was never a kosher. We just didn't know. So the chiddush is a big chiddush that even though at the time he wasn't kosher, the Taita says, you know what, I accept it. Because biologically he is a kohen. We put in upon him an Isa Cholo. These are the only while we know. Because it's reversible. No, it's a carbon, it's irreversible. You've already brought it. But something which is real.
5 bucks of silver, come now and
take it back. I'll give it to another kind. Or maybe no. Or all the matnas kuna. Yeah, anything that's reversible that is still around. Now, how do you know that if it's a moon that it is retrospective? By Pinchas again, therefore I want you to say, I'm giving him as brisi shalom, a complete bris. What do you mean? Kishu shalom, only when he is whole. The only time that a queen works, if he's whole. If he's a Baal Mum, I don't care if he knew, he didn't know, it's not a proper. Where does it say shalom? Shalom, because if it says shalom, which is peaceful, it doesn't say complete whole. Of Nachman, Vav the Shalom Kti. If you look in the Taita, the Vav of Shalom is actually cut off. So therefore, it teaches you that you read it shalom, peace, but also shalom. Let's just do the mission. Anyways, look at the mission. Call, now these are very important rules all about Yichas Bayidin. Rule number one. Kol Mokim, because it says Kol Mokim every place, that means we're going to add more things the Mishnah doesn't mention. That's what tomorrow, the next few days, Gemara is going to be all about. Kol Mokum, every place. This is the rule. Sheyesh Gidushin Ve'ein Aveda. The marriage is a valid marriage, and there's no sin in that marriage. Havlad Heilech Achar Zachar. You always follow the man. What do you mean, for example? Ve'ezuzu. The fact that the Mishnah says Ve'ezuzu is coming to limit. This is not something else. Kol Mokum is coming to include, and Ve'ezuzu is coming to limit. The Gemara is going to try to exclude. Kohenis Levia the Yisraelis. Shenosuv, they married a Kohen Levi Yisrael. What's the status of the child? Depends where the father is. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Okay. V'chol Mokum. But we're at rule number two. Anywhere, again, inclusive. She yesh kedushin. The kedushin is valid, but the yesh aveda. There's an aveda involved. For example, the way Rashi learns, a chay ve'lavin, a koyin cannot marry a divorcee. But if they do, the marriage is a valid marriage. So it's kedushin, but it's an aveda. Tesis learns we're talking about over here that chayovim misses. We'll see tomorrow. Havlad hoylech achar pogum. In this case, doesn't matter which parent it is. The one that's flawed, the child has that flaw. The child has that flaw. The ezuzu, for example, now we're coming to limit. Almana the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was perfectly all right. Almana, the child now is a pogrom, a chalala, or a grusha, a chalutz, a hedget. The child is a chalala, or a mamzeres, the sinli Yisrael. She's a mamzeres, the father Yisrael. You don't say, oh, let's go after the father. The kid is kosher. Go after whoever is flawed, the mother, or bas Yisrael, a mamzer. You don't say, let's go after the mother. She's a bas Yisrael. Whoever is flawed, or in the city. That's number two. Number three. The Chomisha Eila Olav Kedushin. Let's say to this person, Kedushin does not work. Abo Yeshlo Alachidushin, but Kedushin works with anybody else. For example. But that Kedushin works for him as well. A sister and a brother. They can't marry each other, but she can marry anybody she wants. Havlad Mamzer. That's how you produce a Mamzer. That's how you produce a Mamzer. The Ezezer. And what is this? Abo al achas mikolo aroyeh shebetayda. Any erva, it's also for that person, but she's mutter to everybody else. Case number four: v'chol mi she'ein lo loyal lo loyachein kedushin. Someone that kedushin will never valid. A shiksa, for example, she can't marry any, not just you. Then havlad kemaisa. The child is like her. The child will be a goy as well. The eiz is there. What's that? That havlad shivcha v'nochri. If your wife is a nochri, so your wife is a shivcha. What's the child? Oh, God. See you tomorrow.